from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Let's get it, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you all on this Wednesday morning. One of the coolest things I think that makes me happy about our intro, our Wednesday intro, which is Jim Morrison is the one screaming at you to wake up. And we faded in. Paulie did a great job at melding it in with Queens of the Stone Age, Better Living Through Chemistry. Is that the singer and founder of Queens of the Stone Age has actually heard that intro. He's heard it, and he loves it. That makes me so very happy. Our friend Craig, he's a tier one. Great, great dude. He knows Joshua from Queens of the Stone Age, played it for him, blew his mind. Now, we got to send our warmest wishes out to Josh from Queens of the Stone Age. They had to cancel their European tour. His cancer had returned, has returned. And was actually talking to Craig about it last week. Had to get on a plane, fly back, Cedars-Sinai, the whole thing. And he's in it right now, man. So one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite people, a very conflicted person. I tend to gravitate towards those type of folk, and I've always just loved him. And I hope he gets better. I'm not ready for a world without Queens of the Stone Age in it yet. So hope he's doing well. Craig, if you're listening, pass along our well wishes. He talks to Josh's family and was getting updates, and things have gotten a little bit better. But I love that he's heard that intro. It makes me like warm and fuzzy inside, much like it makes me when I see our executive producer, Paulie Rindel. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And Benjamin Higgins also gives me the warms and the fuzzies every day. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. You know, I, first of all, best wishes to Josh, of course, but I would like to go on a world tour at some point. Like, try it. I've heard it's gnarly.
Yeah, I bet
it
is.
You know, different cities, like, you know, one night you're in Berlin, and then you're in Munich, and then you're in London, and then you're in Paris, and you don't really get to see the sights or anything.
No, yeah.
You're always working, and you're moving around, but I do think that would be an incredible whirlwind to just experience that and do it for like a summer or something with a band.
It's funny you mention it, because I was DMing last night with Andy from Slightly Stupid, and he is a huge, huge tier one of this program, and he's currently in the middle of a world tour. And I was DMing with him. We were talking Padres. We were talking music, and he I said to him, I go, bro, when you're back in town, just come in. Like, come in and hang out. Like, co-host with us. Like, come in. He loves Padres baseball. I love music. We could literally ask him, all right, what's it like to do a world tour? And I would venture to say it's probably different in your 20s, a little bit tougher in your 30s. In your 40s, it's probably almost impossible. In your 50s, it's just work. That's just my job, and I'm going to check in, and I'm going to see you at the venue. We don't need to talk a lot. We don't have to hang out at all.
I was going to say, like, 50s, what about when, 60s, like the Rolling Stones.
What about when you're in your 80s?
Yeah, like
the Rolling Stones.
They're just going through the motions.
I mean, they put on a good show. My mother-in-law just saw them.
I mean, the whole encompassing
thing. Oh, the whole thing. Like, my mother-in-law just saw them.
They're not like, I need to see the Eiffel Tower
I need to go
again.
See the Louvre.
Louvre.
Yeah, the Louvre. It's from a movie. What did he say? What about the... oh, no. What was that from? The Louvre. Anyway, so she said they came out. I saw their set list that they did at SoFi. It was... It's unbelievable. It was just like banger, 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 banger. And I go, all right, how was it? She goes, it might be the best I've ever seen them. And she's seen them 25 times. She goes, they sounded so good. They're such a well-oiled machine, like the Rolling Stones now.
Do we think they're actually totally playing everything at this point?
Well, there may be some backing checks. Yeah. They also have probably, they have backup singers. They have the world's best musicians up there as well. Like, yeah, Keith Richards' guitar, it may be turned way down, but I think he's still got a little bit of his fastball left. She said they were amazing. But now the funny part would be they've been doing this for 60 years. Any chance at all, they even speak to each other at more than 20 minutes after the concert begins or ends.
Not a chance.
No chance. Like Keith and Mick, let's get together later. I've got some ideas on a song that we wanted to run by you.
They're like, don't talk to me. Don't even look at me until sound check tomorrow.
I don't want to see you. There's no sound check. There's no way they sound check. Zero. Like, there's no way. It's all done for
them. Someone does. They roll out
and they're like, all right, good evening. It just... it just kills me. It kills me to think about. Yeah, a world tour at their level would certainly be a lot more pleasurable than, hey, we're a punk band and we're going to go to Europe and rent a van and drive from Munich to Brussels to all of that in a place we don't know.
From pub to pub.
Yeah, bar to bar. Now, if you're 19, 20 years old, it's nothing like it. It'd be the greatest experience of your life. If you're 45 years old, you're like, oh, man, I don't know if I got another one of these in.
Think about Taylor Swift and the tour that she's been on. I mean,
I
don't follow it that closely, but every time I see a headline, Philippines, you know, Japan, Europe, South America, wow, that is a true world tour.
It's a world tour, and, you know, obviously the first class way of travel is she is whisked from helicopter to limo to stage and all of that because she can afford it. But yeah, the world tour for me, I don't know that I could do it now. I'd make it about 2 weeks. I'd make it 1 week, and I'd want to rip the Band-Aid off and come home.
And we have our Ben and Woods world tour merch t-shirts.
I forgot about that, dude.
All right, where did we go again? Here, let's see,
St. Louis,
California.
Here in Dallas.
Warsaw, Poland. Reykjavik, Iceland. To Prislav, Bulgaria. Cologne, Germany. Then we went to Istanbul, Turkey. We had a week between shows. We went to Little India. And then another week or so, 4 days, we went to Dublin. Then hit Brussels 6 days later. And then we played TJ, Tijuana, Mexico. And then we finished it up the hometown show. San Diego, June 17th of 23. I barely remember it.
Get yours now
in the Ben and Woods merch store. I forgot about that, dude. I totally forgot about that. Oh, man. But no, it's great to be here with you guys this morning. And, you know, obviously watched the All-Star game last night as much as I could. We had baseball camp into baseball practice last night at Frozen Ropes. So got to see, you know, bits and pieces. I saw enough of the All-Star game last night to infuriate me. I know that. I did see a couple of things that absolutely infuriated me.
Beyond the uniforms? Or are we starting with the uniforms?
You know, I don't really... we all agree we should be in our home uniform, our team's uniforms.
I saw everyone coming up with that hot take yesterday. Oh, they should go back to wearing their real uniforms. And I'm like... Every single baseball person thinks that.
It's terrible.
No one thinks they should be wearing special uniforms.
Yeah, it was the uniforms look terrible.
Did anyone have the problem I had? Because I was pulling for the National League, obviously.
Yeah, me too. I had money on them.
But I kept cheering for the American League.
Hang on. Well, you just kind of slipped that in there. You bet on the All-Star
game? Of course. I bet on the home run derby the day before.
You bet on the team lost 9 of the last 10 All-Star games.
So what does that tell you?
that they're going to lose the 10th out of their 11.
Yes. No, that's not how it works. It means we're due.
But I wonder if anyone had the problem I had, is that I accidentally kept cheering for the American League because I thought they were the Padres wearing City Connect uniforms, because the American League had the white with the pink, and some guys even had like the mint undersleeves. They were pretty much close to copying the City Connects, and I kept cheering.
I thought,
like,
they looked like the Angels more than...
I couldn't stand them, dude. I couldn't. I hated all of it. I hated the hats, the unis, the
weird...
They
didn't scream Texas to me.
No, but I think
the color scheme.
Pauly, they had...
Nor should they.
They had screamed enough Texas for the whole thing.
The whole rest of
them. Whoa, it's like having Joe Dibbs. Like, oh, yeehaw, everybody. It's time for the All-Star game. Get your six shooters out. That's actually way too energetic for Joe Davis. Get your six shooters out. He's so effing boring. I can't stand it. I can't stand when him and Smoltz are on a broadcast. It makes my blood boil. I think to myself, how? You know how there are people in whatever business that you're in where it seems like the divine hand of God has come down and said, you are the chosen one. It makes no sense that he and Smoltz, who doesn't even like the game, he doesn't even like baseball at all, that the divine hand came down and said, you, my son, and you, my son, let's put you two butt munches together and get you guys in a room, and you guys do it. It makes, when I turn the, here's me when I turn the Fox broadcast on, I'm just like this. I like power down every single time.
I just have this ability. I'm able to tune them out.
I tune them. They're so tuned into me, Pauly. It seeps into my brain.
Like, anytime the Padres play on Fox, you'll come in and you're like, can you believe what this mother effer said in the third inning? I'm like, I missed that entirely.
Bro, it's not a bit, right? Like, it's off the air. I'll come in and I'll be like, God, GG's ass. Like, I can't stand it.
I'm more like Paul. It's like, it just goes in one ear, out the other ear. And yeah. I don't pay attention to it too much.
I don't understand it.
The problem is where you want the Padres to eventually be. Like, the dream ends up with them in a series where all seven games are called by Joe Davis and John Smoltz. That's the dream, right? And you get to the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
After you get to the NLCS where AJ Pierzynski is probably
on
the call.
Oh, my God. I just don't get it. And then you get Jim Edmonds in there to talk about how crappy baseball is today. Anybody else want to come in and take a dump on the greatest day of the year?
Maybe Tom Brady, when he takes over, he'll just relentlessly slam football the entire time as the new Fox top analyst.
He's already started. Well, we just can't hit the quarterback like we used to. I'm like, you're saying this? You are. You're saying this. Like, Tom Brady, who couldn't even breathe on him.
Well, I mean, you had to love David Ortiz
Don't even get me started. I mean, I
hard-hitting interviews.
Let's hang on to that.
Okay.
Let's hang on to that. Because I can feel my blood pressure starting to rise already. I don't know how you guys can tune Joe Davis. I mean, I know he's very boring, but like, it doesn't make you just go, like, I pounce on it when I hear it.
But it's not a Joe Davis thing. It's just a broadcast. Like, when everyone was like, I hate Joe Buck, I'm like, I'm not even hearing what he's saying.
I love Joe Buck.
I hated Troy Aikman on that, you know, whatever.
Love Troy Aikman.
And I'm just like, I don't hear him. I'm there to watch the game, and I don't even acknowledge the broadcasters.
I'm trying to think about...
It's like Ben said it, in one ear, out the other.
I'm trying to think about the worst broadcasters I've ever heard in my life. He's got to be number one for me. I mean,
absolutely,
he's got to be number one.
It's, to me, it's more just so,
it's so plain and boring.
It has
nothing to do with the Dodgers either. I swear to God, it doesn't. I swear to God.
Like, Eduardo is so much worse on Sunday Night Baseball
because he talks the nasally. Can you crack an egg in my throat?
Oh, God.
That's way worse.
I guess if we he was just bad. Everybody who complained
but he's
about
also not the lead. He's not the lead guy. Like, he's a color guy.
Right.
You know?
Everybody who complained about Joe Buck for years. didn't realize what a great, great job Joe Buck always
did. He's unreal.
I thought people were wrong 10 years ago when they were making fun of Joe Buck.
Me too.
When
I always liked him.
I'm like, bro, he's fine. You don't get the Masters, the Super Bowl, the World Series, like everything that he called during when he was with Fox.
But I think what's his point is you do if you're Joe Davis. You get the World
he
Series.
He gets everything,
at least,
man. Without... And that's, I think that's the problem of like.
So maybe that's the same point then. Maybe it is just you have some blinded hatred towards him because, again, if I'm going to say it for Joe Buck, I got to say it for Joe Davis. You don't get that job by sucking.
I get it. I feel like Joe Buck paid a lot more dues than Joe Davis. That's what I feel like.
I don't know.
I think he was given the crown too early.
You want to talk about Nepo babies? I mean,
no, I just feel like he was given the crown too early. He's not good. He's boring as balls. Like, he's so boring.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, 100%.
But I mean, who else did they even have?
I don't know.
Kevin Burkhardt?
Burkhardt's not fantastic, the worst.
Yeah, he's better.
He's fantastic.
Just don't even know who else is on Fox. Burkhardt and Rinaldi.
Not Rinaldi. But yeah, that was an immediate strike one against the
other problem.
There's a bunch, though.
It's a Cadillac problem, but when we have Don and Mudd, that's the standard for us here
San
Diego.
Dude. Give me Orsillo calling the All-Star game every year, and he would knock it out of the park.
But I promise, if you watched
the problem
30
is
different broadcasts in 30 days, you'd be bored by probably 25
No question. No question about it.
If anyone ever realized it, though, we'd lose Don completely.
Correct.
Because
correct.
He'd be gone all the time doing all the national stuff.
Yep.
Which we don't want.
No, so. We do not want. Don, right, yeah, so Don Orsillo. Yeah. Ben says Don Orsillo sucks. Print that. Okay.
With the best of intentions.
That's exactly right.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, set the menu, which, again, it's summer break, so we are loose and relaxed and free and easy for the next 4 hours. Glad you've joined us here on a Wednesday, obviously. We'll talk about the All-Star game. The Padres' performance is coming up as well, so stick around with Bennett Woods, Kelly with traffic here, and off we go on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Before we get into the All-Star game last night and the Padres' performances, let's wrap up business from the night before and the Home Run Derby, specifically the National Anthem, which we played for you yesterday in our 6 a.m. hour, talked about it. Everybody was talking about Ingrid Andress's rendition of the National Anthem.
It was rough.
And we found out yesterday why. Because she released a statement.
Read it.
All right. I'm not going to BS you all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. This was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let you all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO Ingrid. Okay. Is this an immediate get out of jail free card, essentially, when you play that?
I think you never.
Okay, you're getting yourself help.
Well, I think
you admitted you have a problem.
To categorize it as a card to play, I think, is probably not the right thing to do. You never know. Like, if she hit bottom on live television, yeah, man, this is. You're on the wrong path. Like, I know a lot of people that have hit bottom. I know a lot of people are still looking for bottom, and I can't imagine doing it in front of millions and millions and millions of people watching. And then the next day, everybody going to their water cooler, their radio show, getting just crushed. Now, we said yesterday, I said, I got the sense that she had a few drinks. I mean, she sounded to me very much like, anybody that's ever had a few drinks and tried to sing,
it on the air.
I did.
Yeah. Anybody that's gone to karaoke night.
Yeah. Don't stop believing.
I got friends in low.
Right? We should have done drunken karaoke on Ben and Woods today.
We still have two more days of summer break.
We still have 3.5 more hours today. We could probably piece it together.
DoorDash some
booze. I can't. I'm never drinking again. I told you. Trust me. Okay. Could it be a PR stunt? Absolutely, it could be. Could it also be this girl was careening down the wrong path and said, "Oh God, I have finally done it!"
She's in the green room. Look at
all this booze. Yeah, man.
Oh God.
I feel bad that everybody kind of made fun of it and criticized?
Absolutely not. Because what did I say yesterday? I said when I was getting ready for work. I was in the shower and I thought it was horrible. I mean, objectively, it was a horrible rendition.
The update came out like pretty much right after our show ended yesterday. So, like, if we did afternoons, like, we wouldn't even have made fun of the anthem yesterday.
I would have played it. We would have played it and said, "God, this is terrible."
But we would have known why it was terrible.
But see, like, and I said yesterday, I'm like, oh, I was getting ready. I'm like, man, that's somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's girlfriend, wife, whatever. I said, that sucks to have it go so poorly for you. I said, but when you put yourself out there as I'm a singer, and it wasn't like they pulled somebody out of the crowd and was like, "Hey, buddy, you've won you get to sing the national anthem." Like, that would make sense. To look at that when it came out yesterday, I said, my immediate thought was, good for you. Good for you. I'm a big fan of trying to be as accountable as you can be. Getting the help you need.
Well, of course, because what's the alternative? Being in denial, not getting help,
correct.
Going down even a worse path. So, yes, of course, that's a good thing.
I definitely felt like she was loaded. Beans in the chat says she's capping. Hey, like I said.
What does that mean?
She's lying.
Lying.
Okay.
So she very well may be. She very well may. But, like, what would the. I told you guys about anxiety.
I mean,
I told you about anxiety,
You
Ben?
Believe that she was drunk or had too much to drink. That doesn't necessarily mean she has a drinking problem and needs rehab.
Correct.
It may have just been a one-night mistake.
Right.
And she's... Does that sound better than...
No.
I mean, does it sound like you're not taking responsibility? It's like, I just made a huge mistake. I had like three drinks before I went out to settle my nerves. I should not have done that, and I ended up having too much, and I won't do that again. Do you have to say I'm also going to rehab?
No,
to make it seem legitimate.
Trust me, I've had some benders where I'm like, you know, could probably now it's different for every person. It's just, it's not a uniform disease. It's just not. It's just not a disease where you can say, this is how it's done, and it's black or white. It's not. There are definite shades of gray there. And the anxiety from my blowout Thursday night in San Diego was horrific. Horrific. I can't imagine the anxiety after that. And waking up or whatever and going, oh, wow, I actually did that. Now, I said there's a couple ways you can – I said there's really only one way to mitigate the damage, and that would have been to come on and be like, hey, I blew that. Sorry about that. I blew it. I was nervous. And no one's going to say a word after that. This was definitely a different way to handle it, and I'm glad she's doing it. But holy smokes, man. Holy smokes. Good for her. I do hope that she's like, you know, goes and gets the help that she needs. But I didn't feel bad for playing it on the air at all. I didn't feel, not even in the slightest, because, you know.
It happened. It's out there.
It's newsworthy.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up, we will get into last night. Padres definitely had an impact on that All-Star game last night. If you didn't watch, we've got our Take on Woods, Don't Do This features coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. But mostly, it is summer break. We're kicking it and having a good time. And
kicking
trying to,
it, he kicking says.
Kicking it.
Look at you.
I'm not capping. Kicking it.
We are kicking it.
Here with Ben and Woods on San Diego.
Oh, boy.
Who's this guy?
Number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All in all, the San Diego Padres acquitted themselves quite well in last night's All-Star game, even though the American League ended up winning 5-3. Going to talk about the performances in the game last night. Do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's just go in chronological order from last night, starting with the open, the introductions. And as Woodsy called it when we walked in this morning, the over-Texasification of the game last
Good
night.
God, howdy, buckaroos. It's me, Joe Davis. Get your lassos. And
they did
your...
have, they had lassoists on the field.
Oh, yeah.
They were had cowboy hats that they were placing on children.
Oh, yeah.
They messed with us because the very start of the game broadcast was epic. I thought the drone shot flying in through the doors on the field was really cool.
Drones are badass.
I'm like, okay,
they really are badass.
Here we go.
Man, there's no
MLB. Then I saw horses running around the field and cowboy hats. I go, here we go.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Texas. I don't know if you guys know this.
Dallas Metroplex area. Were you constantly inundated with horses and cowboys
I made it. You know, on and off in Texas. Let's say like a good solid 16 to 18 years of my, man, maybe more, 20 years, call it. I never owned a lasso. I saw one. A buddy had one in college. We used to lasso the mailbox after drinking some Lone Star beer. That's a true story. And I got pretty good at it. It was fun. But it's not.
Large states contain really multitudes, and not every area is exactly the same. For instance, if they forever, you know, whatever reason, held the All-Star game in Fresno, I wouldn't expect a major, like, beach theme during the game entirely. Yeah, it's in California.
It's in California,
guess what? It's nowhere near the beach. Well, Dallas is in Texas, but it's not in the horse lasso cowboy area.
It's really not, man. And Arlington is split between Dallas and Fort Worth. Fort Worth is more cowboy, and they have the stockyards, and there's some real cowboys out there. Like, there's also some fake cowboys out there. And last night was just like, hey, let's cornpone this thing for everyone and really Texas it up. And they did, and you knew it was coming, and so fine.
Game starts. First, all the attention is on Paul Skeens to begin with.
Right.
And that first inning.
But
Corbin
Burns took the bump first.
He did.
So this was wild. I tweeted about it last night. The way that it worked for me is Bo had his practice at Frozen Rope. So we had to drive up to 4S Ranch. My other son was having a meltdown at home. So we were like, we're going to split early and grab some food along the way. It was a brilliant, brilliant dad move. We get to Chick-fil-A, we get some food, we sit down, and I put the All-Star game on my phone. And Bo is, he's so on fire for the game. But he doesn't quite understand what the All-Star game is. And so he's asking me questions, Benny. You would have loved this, man. Like, he said, okay, so what team are we on? The red team or the blue team? I said, we're on the blue team. And he goes, is that Ohtani? And they did the starting lineups. And he goes, oh, my God, Bryce Harper. Oh, my God, there's Profar. And to watch it click, and he goes, now, but they don't like each other because they're on different teams. I go, there may be a little bit of that. There may be a couple of guys, well, Will Smith and Jerkson Profar, like some guys have had beef. And he goes, so just tonight they're on the same team. And I go, yeah. He goes, well, who do they play? And I said, the American League. He's trying to learn the teams in the AL and the NL. And it makes it hard because we're playing the Guardians on Friday night. And right. He's like, but wait, they're AL. And I'm like, yes, son, interleague play is now. And he's looking at me. But once he got it, and he was so, like, he was so thrilled to learn these are the best of the best competing for one night, still going max effort. Like, that part to him, he's like, they still are going to play super hard for just this one game. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, and it clicked. And so when the lineups were announced for both sides, he's like, oh, my God, Ellie De La Cruz. Oh, Aaron Judge. Oh, there's Juan Soto. My heart exploded in my chest. I said it was a top five dad moment for me. He wanted to hold the phone in the car on the way to the practice. He was checking the TV during practice and wanted to hold the phone on the drive home. He was all the way in. Made me so proud. It was so fun.
That's why the baseball All-Star game is still
the best.
Even though it's not perfect, it is so far and away better than any other All-Star
not
game.
Close.
And it remains true to this day. I thought the Skeens inning mostly lived up to the hype. It worked out well for Major League Baseball in that did walk Juan Soto so Aaron Judge could get up. That was a quick, short one-pitch at-bat. Didn't quite have the drama. There were no strikeouts. The only one who actually struck out was Juan Soto, but the pitch wasn't really caught. But
he dropped the ball. There was a strike.
It actually was a strike. Yeah. Didn't get the call, but that would have been the only strikeout of the inning. But thought that went fairly well for Major League Baseball with Paul Skeens pitching in the first inning for the National League. And then you had the offense begin in the third inning, and it all started, of course, with the Padres' own Jurickson Profar, who in his very first All-Star at-bat absolutely laced one. I mean, what was it, 108 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Down the right field line. Couldn't see it land in the corner. Wasn't sure if it was fair or foul. He was smart to limit himself to a single. Juan Soto was just in the right place. I mean, it rocketed right out to him. He would have been out by a mile if he had tried to go to second.
It was weird seeing Juan Soto actually play one perfectly. and you know, their former teammates
Jurickson
as well.
Looked a little surprised as well as he hit the brakes and turned
I'm glad you noticed that because I feel like I just saw a look of shock on Jurickson Profar's face.
The Juan's out there. I'll get second easily. I go, whoop, oh, no, yep, brakes. Let's go back to first on this one. But when you have players behind you, you know, like Shohei Ohtani and the National League lineup, don't want to make an out on the base pass.
That bomb.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
So,
it sounded like a gunshot.
So sweet little Bo goes, he hits that bomb, and Bo goes, and looks at me, and I go, I gave him the shrug.
We can enjoy this one.
I was like, you can enjoy this one. And he's like, all right.
What it did for me, though, is it not that I love the home run derby to begin with, but it completely ruined the home run derby. There was nothing like that.
Nothing.
I mean, how many home runs were hit the night before in, you know, how many rounds, 14 rounds of home run derby action? I don't remember hearing one off the bat like
oh
the one
God.
Shohei Ohtani in the first inning.
He pissed on that ball. It was unbelievable. Yeah, and it's like... I loathe that team, and I'm like, I gotta tip my hat to that one. That was incredible.
Right, just listen.
Listen.
It's incredible.
It's a spot.
Come on.
Incredible.
It's a spot.
Do you see, and Judge and Soto were mic'd up, and they just kind of looked at each other.
Soto doesn't even move.
Yeah, it's just incredible shot.
Hauk on the mound for that? That's got to be a sick feeling to hear that.
It'd actually be pretty cool, I think, to give up a nuke. I do. Like, if you're going to give up a nuke, don't make it to some scrub, like the last
wall
man on the
scraper
bench, wall
to
scraper.
A scrub, yeah.
Yeah, it did. Megan just said it sounded like a gunshot. It did. It was, that ball was laced, so...
So the 3-0 lead, of course, did not last long as the American League responded in the bottom of the inning against Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants, including a two-run single for Juan Soto. It was just a constant parade of Padres and ex-Padres last night in the field, on the mound. So they scored three in the bottom of the inning to tie the score at three. And then the game was pretty much decided in the bottom of the fifth when Jaron Duran of the Boston Red Sox hit the two-run home run that provided the final runs of the game on their way to a 5-3 win for the American League. That earned him the All-Star Game MVP honors. And you were talking earlier just kind of about his story. And, you know, we saw the Padres play the Red Sox a few weeks ago in Boston and saw a little bit of Jaron Duran. We talked about him in the spring training when his name came up in some trade talks linked to the San Diego Padres when they were looking for maybe a center fielder at the time.
Yeah.
Never worked out. Maybe the price was too high. I'm sure the Red Sox pretty happy that they held on to him for this season.
It's a different world, man. And I have a lot of respect for Jaron Duran. And I watched an interview with him a couple days ago, an All-Star interview. And, you know, they go and they make the rounds to the different tables. And they asked him, he does, you know, he's a big list guy. He makes a lot of lists after games of like, this is what I saw on this pitch. This is what I could have done better in this situation. So the guy was asking him about his notebook, his list that he makes. He goes, lately what's been working for me, he said his brain goes so fast. And it's hard after a game to shut it down. And he said, like, I laughed in the moment, but I started thinking about it. He said, and he was like sheepish a little bit. He goes, so what I do now after a game, yeah, I want to make lists, but I found when my brain's firing like it is, my lists are just a bunch of, it's just garble. Like, there's just nothing. I can't even read it. He goes, so now after a game, I'll actually color. And they're like, color. And he's like, yeah, I've got like adult coloring books, and I'll go in and color, and it keeps me in the lines, and it locks me back in, and then I'll start to make my list.
Therapeutic.
And I went, again, as a 49-year-old man in a couple days, I went, color? And then I was like, well, I mean, if that works for you, I didn't like coloring when I was a little kid. I certainly don't think I would like it now. I do share the same type of brain as Jaron Duran. He was so much maligned by the Red Sox fans, Ben. We all saw the play. Guy hits a ball, never saw it in center field. It lands behind him.
This was last season.
Last season. And he didn't run after it. And he just got killed. I mean, the Boston media, everybody was making fun of him. It was like, who's this kid? So he started working hard on his mental health, and he actually writes on his tape, on his hands, F word, like blank him, right? And so that gets him in the space of like, I don't care what anybody else says. I know I'm good enough to play this game. I really admire him and has talked openly about the things that he struggles with and has found ways to regulate his very, very active mind. And so cool moment for him, really cool moment for him. And this is pretty awesome.
Jackson Merrill came in the middle of the game, took over center field, got his first at-bat, and made it a pretty good one. Did a very Jackson Merrill-like thing, lacing a ball to left field or the other way at about 104, 105 miles an hour off the bat, unfortunately, right at the left fielder. Who was it that made a pretty nice play there?
Was it Riley Green?
It might have been, yeah.
So Bo's holding the phone in the back. That's one when he hit it, it was a like crack. I mean, he barreled that ball, and Bo goes, oh, he caught it.
I do love in the All-Star game when guys do something very representative of who they are.
Of who they are.
Show the country
who
you are, because there's probably most of baseball fans don't really know much about Jackson Merrill yet. If they maybe, heard that kid in San Diego playing center field, but what's his game like? I have no idea. You look at his stat line. That was a very Jackson Merrill-like in lacing that ball to left field.
Isn't it just cool to see, it's cool to see your guy. It's cool to see your guy do anything cool at the All-Star game. It's awful to see your guy soil himself at the All-Star game. We've all seen that as well. Players that we love just completely, you know, Giants fans are like, oh boy, with Logan Webb. But to see Jackson, and he's like, he's still like, he looks like a kid next to these guys. He's still like tall and skinny. And to go up there against the most elite pitching in the world and just no problem, bam, you know, it's awesome.
And his ninth inning bat against Manuel Clase was also very Jackson Merrill, using his wheels. I mean, a little dribbler.
37 miles an hour or something.
Down the first base line, but you know, they criticize Clase for not letting it go foul. But I think when you have a player like Jackson Merrill, who's not that familiar, Guardians haven't faced the Padres yet. That's coming up later this week. Clase thinks, oh, I've got time. I pick it up, throw him out. Did not realize how very fast Jackson Merrill is and gave him a base hit by picking that ball up. But Jackson said after the game, I think he kind of deserved that one after lining out in the first at bat. You know, this is the baseball karma universe evening itself out. One for two is probably what I deserved in that All-Star game. And that's what he'll go down with his first ever All-Star appearance. But the best Padres performance was the one that even Padres fans may have missed in the seventh inning when Robert Suarez came into the game to really nary a mention from the broadcast crew.
Listen to the way that Joe Davis and John Smoltz talk about Robert Suarez here.
One second.
It's glowing. It's like some of the most glowing speak. That you can.
This is his moment.
This is
he
his
may
moment.
Never go to an All-Star 30, game again.
33 years old. Yeah. His first time there.
Maybe last. Who
maybe
knows?
Maybe the last time. Listen to how beautiful this is. This tribute.
See the ball. You're swinging at it. Oh, look at what I got right here. Look at what I got right here. Man, you got me jumping over there. Socks. It's not Apple socks. That's what I told the guy.
By the way, we're showing the video from the game right now. If you're just listening, it's just a full screen of Duran and Big David pop. Ortiz. Yep. Like, they're not even, it's not even split screen at this moment showing the
feeling.
Game.
Feel good.
Having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to the Yankee guys over there on the other side, and when you went to the moon,
strikeout.
Just screaming, 100 miles socks. An hour.
That was a strikeout.
Yeah.
That was a 100
right
mile
past
an hour.
West, right fastball. Past Westberg.
I'm driving. I'm driving. So if my 6-year old hadn't told me, he was in the game.
I
wouldn't have known.
The Yankee guys over there on the other side.
Strike three.
And when you
no,
went to
100
moon,
miles an hour again.
I started screaming, it's not Apple Sox. It's my boy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, good seeing you. Keep having fun, man.
It's absolutely
gibberish. And then it continued through the second at bat, which was another strikeout.
Another strikeout.
Loaded with 100, 101 mile an hour fastballs. And isn't that what the All-Star. All in all, the San Diego Padres acquitted themselves quite well in last night's All-Star game, even though the American League ended up winning 5-3. Going to talk about the performances in the game last night. Do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's just go in chronological order from last night, starting with the open, the introductions. And as Woodsy called it when we walked in this morning, the over-Texasification of the game last
Good
night.
God, howdy, buckaroos. It's me, Joe Davis. Get your lassos. And
they did they had lassoists on the field.
Oh, yeah.
They had cowboy hats that they were placing on children.
Oh,
Jerison did that. They messed with us because the very start of the game broadcast was epic. I thought the drone shot flying in through the doors on the field was really cool.
Drones are badass.
I'm like, okay.
They really are badass.
Here we go.
Man, there's no
MLB.
Way.
Then I saw horses running around the field and cowboy hats. I go, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Texas. I don't know if you guys know this.
Dallas Metroplex area.
I
were you constantly inundated with horses and cowboys at every
I made it
every moment?
I made it, you know, on and off in Texas. Let's say like a good solid 16 to 18 years of my, man, maybe more, 20 years, call it. I never owned a lasso. I saw one. A buddy had one in college. We used to lasso the mailbox after drinking some Lone Star beer. That's a true story. And I got pretty good at it. It was fun. But it's not.
Large states contain really multitudes, and not every area is exactly the same. For instance, if they forever, you know, whatever reason, held the All-Star game in Fresno, I wouldn't expect a major, like, beach theme during the game entirely. Yeah, it's in California.
It's in California,
guess what? It's nowhere near the beach. Well, Dallas is in Texas, but it's not in the horse lasso cowboy area.
It's really not, man. And Arlington is split between Dallas and Fort Worth. Fort Worth is more cowboy, and they have the stockyards, and there's some real cowboys out there. Like, there's also some fake cowboys out there. And last night was just like, hey, let's cornpone this thing for everyone and really Texas it up. And they did, and you knew it was coming, and so fine.
Game starts. First, all the attention is on Paul Skeens to begin with.
Right.
And that first inning.
But Corbin Burnes took the bump first.
He did.
So this was wild. I tweeted about it last night. The way that it worked for me is Bo had his practice at Frozen Rope. So we had to drive up to 4S Ranch. My other son was having a meltdown at home. So we were like, we're going to split early and grab some food along the way. It was brilliant, brilliant dad move. We get to Chick-fil-A, we get some food, we sit down, and I put the All-Star game on my phone. And Bo is, he's so on fire for the game, but he doesn't quite understand what the All-Star game is. And so he's asking me questions, Benny. You would have loved this, man. Like, he said, okay, so what team are we on? The red team or the blue team? I said, we're on the blue team. And he goes, is that Ohtani? And they did the starting lineups, and he goes, oh, my God, Bryce Harper. Oh, my God, there's Profar. And to watch it click, and he goes, now, but they don't like each other because they're on different teams. I go, there may be a little bit of that. There may be a couple of guys, well, Will Smith and Jerkson Profar. Like, some guys have had beef. And he goes, so just tonight they're on the same team. And I go, yeah. He goes, well, who do they play? And I said, the American League. He's trying to learn the teams in the AL and the NL. And it makes it hard because we're playing the Guardians on Friday night. And right. He's like, but wait, they're AL. And I'm like, yes, son, interleague play is now. And he's looking at me. But once he got it, and he was so, like, he was so thrilled to learn these are the best of the best competing for one night, still going max effort. Like, that part to him, he's like, they still are going to play super hard for just this one game. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, and it clicked. And so when the lineups were announced for both sides, he's like, oh, my God, Ellie De La Cruz, oh, Aaron Judge, oh, there's Juan Soto. My heart exploded in my chest. I said it was a top five dad moment for me. He wanted to hold the phone in the car on the way to the practice. He was checking the TV during practice and wanted to hold the phone on the drive home. He was all the way in. Made me so proud. It was so fun.
That's why the baseball All-Star game is still
the best.
Even though it's not perfect, it is so far and away better than any other All-Star
not
game.
Close.
And it remains true to this day. I thought the Skeens inning mostly lived up to the hype. It yep. worked out well for Major League Baseball in that did walk Juan Soto so Aaron Judge could get up. That was a quick, short one-pitch at-bat. Didn't quite have the drama. There were no strikeouts. The only one who actually struck out was Juan Soto, but the pitch wasn't really caught. But
he dropped the ball. It was a strike.
It actually was a strike. Yeah. Didn't get the call, but that would have been the only strikeout of the inning. But thought that went fairly well for Major League Baseball with Paul Skeens pitching in the first inning for the National League. And then you had the offense begin in the third inning, and it all started, of course, with the Padres' own Jurickson Profar, who in his very first All-Star at-bat absolutely laced one. I mean, what was it, 108 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Down the right field line. Couldn't see it land in the corner. Wasn't sure if it was fair or foul. He was smart to limit himself to a single. Juan Soto was just in the right place. I mean, it rocketed right out to him. He would have been out by a mile if he had tried to go to second.
It was weird seeing Juan Soto actually play one perfectly. and you know, their former teammates
Jurickson
as well.
Looked a little surprised as well as he hit the brakes and turned
I'm glad you noticed that because I feel like I just saw a look of shock on Jurickson Profar's face.
Juan's out there. I'll get second easily. I go, whoop, oh, no, yep, brakes. Let's go back to first on this one. But when you have players behind you, you know, like Shohei Ohtani and the National League lineup, don't want to make an out on the base pass.
That bomb.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
So,
it sounded like a gunshot.
So sweet little Bo goes, he hits that bomb, and Bo goes, and looks at me, and I go, I gave him the shrug.
We can enjoy this one.
I was like, you can enjoy this one. And he's like, all right.
What it did for me, though, is it not that I love the home run derby to begin with, but it completely ruined the home run derby. There was nothing like that.
Nothing.
I mean, how many home runs were hit the night before in, you know, how many rounds, 14 rounds of home run derby action? I don't remember hearing one off the bat like
oh
the one
God.
Shohei Ohtani in the first inning.
He pissed on that ball. It was unbelievable. Yeah, and it's like... I loathe that team, and I'm like, I gotta tip my hat to that one. That was incredible.
Just listen.
Listen.
It's incredible.
It's a spot.
Like, oh. Come on.
Incredible.
It's a spot.
Do you see, and Judge and Soto were mic'd up, and they just kind of looked at each other.
Soto doesn't even move.
Yeah, it's just incredible shot.
Hulk on the mound for that? That's got to be a sick feeling to hear that.
It'd actually be pretty cool, I think, to give up a nuke. I do. Like, if you're going to give up a nuke, don't make it to some scrub, like the last
wall
man on the
scraper
bench,
wall to
scraper.
A scrub, yeah.
Yeah, it did. Megan just said it sounded like a gunshot. It did. It was, that ball was laced, so...
So the 3-0 lead, of course, did not last long as the American League responded in the bottom of the inning against Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants, including a 2-run single for Juan Soto. It was just a constant parade of Padres and ex-Padres last night in the field, on the mound. So they scored 3 in the bottom of the inning to tie the score at 3. And then the game was pretty much decided in the bottom of the 5th when Jaron Duran of the Boston Red Sox hit the 2-run home run that provided the final runs of the game on their way to a 5-3 win for the American League. That earned him the All-Star Game MVP honors. And you were talking earlier just kind of about his story. And, you know, we saw the Padres play the Red Sox a few weeks ago in Boston and saw a little bit of Jaron Duran. We talked about him in the spring training when his name came up in some trade talks linked to the San Diego Padres when they were looking for maybe a center fielder at the time.
Yeah.
Never worked out. Maybe the price was too high. I'm sure the Red Sox pretty happy that they held on to him for this season.
It's a different world, man. And I have a lot of respect for Jaron Duran. And I watched an interview with him a couple days ago, an All-Star interview. And, you know, they go and they make the rounds to the different tables. And they asked him, he does, you know, he's a big list guy. He makes a lot of lists after games of, like, this is what I saw on this pitch. This is what I could have done better in this situation. So the guy was asking him about his notebook, his list that he makes. He goes, lately what's been working for me, he said his brain goes so fast. And it's hard after a game to shut it down. And he said, like, I laughed in the moment, but I started thinking about it. He said, and he was like sheepish a little bit. He goes, so what I do now after a game, yeah, I want to make lists, but I found when my brain's firing like it is, my lists are just a bunch of, it's just garble. Like, there's just nothing. I can't even read it. He goes, so now after a game, I will, I'll actually, color. And they're like, color. And he's like, yeah, I've got like adult coloring books and I'll go in and color and it keeps me in the lines and it locks me back in, and then I'll start to make my list.
Therapeutic.
And I went, again, as a 49-year-old man in a couple days, I went, color? And then I was like, well, I mean, if that works for you, I didn't like coloring when I was a little kid. I certainly don't think I would like it now. I do share the same type of brain as Jaron Duran. He was so much maligned by the Red Sox fans, Ben. We all saw the play. Guy hits a ball, never saw it in center field. It lands behind him.
This was last season.
Last season, and he didn't run after it, and he just got killed. I mean, the Boston media, everybody was making fun of him. It was like, who's this kid? So he started working hard on his mental health, and he actually writes on his tape on his hands, F word, like blank him, right? And so that gets him in the space of, like, I don't care what anybody else says. I know I'm good enough to play this game. I really admire him and has talked openly about the things that he struggles with and has found ways to regulate his very, very active mind. And so cool moment for him, really cool moment for him. And this is pretty awesome.
Jackson Merrill came in the middle of the game, took over center field, got his first at-bat, and made it a pretty good one. Did a very Jackson Merrill-like thing, lacing a ball to left field or the other way at about 104, 105 miles an hour off the bat, unfortunately, right at the left fielder. Who was it that made a pretty nice play there?
Was it Riley Green?
It might have been, yeah.
So Bo's holding the phone in the back. That's one when he hit it, it was a crack. I mean, he barreled that ball, and Bo goes, oh, he caught it.
I do love in the All-Star game when guys do something very representative of who they are.
Of who they are.
Show the country who you are, because there's probably most of baseball fans don't really know much about Jackson Merrill yet. If they maybe, heard that kid in San Diego playing center field, but what's his game like? I have no idea. You look at his stat line. That was a very Jackson Merrill-like in lacing that ball to left field.
Isn't it just cool to see, like, It's cool to see your guy. It's cool to see your guy do anything cool at the All-Star game. It's awful to see your guy soil himself at the All-Star game. We've all seen that as well. Players that we love just completely, you know, Giants fans are like, oh boy, with Logan Webb. But to see Jackson, and he's like, he's still like, he looks like a kid next to these guys. He's still like tall and skinny. And to go up there against the most elite pitching in the world and just no problem, bam, you know, it's awesome.
And his ninth inning bat against Manuel Clase was also very Jackson Merrill, yeah. Using his wheels. To, I mean, a little dribbler.
37 miles an hour or something.
Down the first base line. But, you know, they criticized Clase for not letting it go foul. But I think when you have a player like Jackson Merrill who's not that familiar, Guardians haven't faced the Padres yet. That's coming up later this week. Clase thinks, oh, I've got time. I pick it up, throw him out. Did not realize how very fast Jackson Merrill is and gave him a base hit by picking that ball up. But Jackson said after the game, I think he kind of deserved that one after lining out in the first at bat. You know, this is the baseball karma universe evening itself out. 1-for-2 is probably what I deserved in that All-Star game. And that's what he'll go down with his first ever All-Star appearance. But the best Padres performance was the one that even Padres fans may have missed in the seventh inning when Robert Suarez came into the game to really nary a mention from the broadcast crew.
Listen to the way that Joe Davis and John Smoltz talk about Robert Suarez here.
One second.
It's glowing. It's like some of the most glowing speak. That you can.
This is his moment.
This is
he
his
may
moment.
Never go to an All-Star 30, game again.
33 years old. Yeah. His first time there.
Maybe last. Who knows?
Maybe the last time. Listen to how beautiful this is. This
see
tribute.
The ball. You're swinging at it. Oh, look at what I got right here. Look at what I got right here. Man, you got me jumping over there. Socks. It's not Apple socks. That's what I told the guy.
By the way, we're showing the video from the game right now. If you're just listening, it's just a full screen of Duran and Big David pop. Ortiz. Yep. Like, they're not even, it's not even split screen at this moment showing the
feeling.
Game.
Feel good.
Having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to the Yankee guys over there on the other side, and when you went to the moon,
strikeout.
Just screaming, 100 miles socks. An hour.
That was a strikeout.
Yeah.
That was a 100
right
mile
past
an hour.
West, right fastball. Past Westberg.
I'm driving. I'm driving. So if my 6-year-old hadn't told me, he was in the game.
I
wouldn't have known.
The Yankee guys over there on the other side.
Strike three.
And when you
no,
went to
100
the moon,
miles an hour again.
I started screaming, it's not Apple Sox. It's my boy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, good seeing you. Keep having fun, man.
It's absolute
gibberish. And then it continued through the second at-bat, which was another strikeout.
Another strikeout.
Loaded with 101 mile an hour fastballs. And isn't that what the All-Star game is about? Like, here's a guy who's coming in.
No, no, it's about this.
Absolute gas.
Hey, what's up, bud? How are you, Benny? Hey, good to see you. You having fun today? You having fun?
No, they made it the
are
David
you
Ortiz
fun? Is that
yeah,
fun? Yeah. Hit a home run for me. Hey.
They made
hey,
it.
Go get him. Hey. Hey, what's up,
man?
Hey, how you doing? What's up?
Ben,
what I was trying to say was,
exactly.
They're making it the David Ortiz show.
Are you having fun this morning?
It really was a disservice, especially to Padres fans and anyone who wanted to see what Robert Suarez was doing on the mound.
To get every, you know, Ed, I think Lavulo did a good job. Did he get every single guy in?
He was trying to get two outs. I had no problem with it. You know what? You strike out both batters, like
you're good.
Nothing better can happen. Yeah, you could strike out the side, but I was more than fine with Robert Suarez saving some bullets for the second half.
So how cool was it though? They throw Matt Strom in after Robert Suarez, and he comes in and gets his K. It was sick, and
that inning was nothing but Padres and former Padres because Lugo threw the top of the inning.
Yeah.
Then it was Suarez, and then it was Strom, all in the seventh inning.
I don't know how to feel. I really don't know how to feel. How do you feel if you're A.J. Preller? You have to. There's a part of you that says, I'm truly a phenomenal talent evaluator. Wow, some of these guys I probably should have kept, you know, because what was the final number?
So I saw that of the total All-Stars, there were 60 of them who were both there and injured.
Right.
13 of them either played four or at some point with the Padres.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Jeez.
We'll talk about that.
Let's talk about that when we come back. How do you feel if you're A.J. Preller about seeing all those faces back in your face at the All-Star game? We'll play Take on Woods as well. Hour number two. coming up next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.